What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Daily Chase podcast. And today is a very special episode because we have a very special guest, one of my best friends. And today I want to share with you the story and him as well, share the story about how I finally got him to move to California. So let's get right into the episode.
You are listening to the Daily Chase podcast. This podcast was made for people who realize we are living in a changing world and not only want to survive in the new economy, but thrive in it. My name's Liam Chase, and welcome to the Daily Chase podcast.
Boom. So what's up, guys? This is Liam from the Daily Chase podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. And today we have my best friend, Mr. Casimar Jackson, and we're going to be sharing with you the story about how long has it been now I've been trying to get you to California?
About, what, 2 years now?
Maybe about, ever since I got here, basically, which has been about almost a year and a half. And just about a week or two ago, I finally got him to pack up his bags, get in his car, and literally drive across the country from Florida to California. He's a crazy man, I know.
32 hours.
32 hours. How was that drive, man?
That drive was long. It was tiring, but at the end of the day, I got here, bro, and that's all that matters, man.
Yeah. So let's tell the people listening or watching, you know, how did this really all come about? And maybe, I mean, why don't we just start with our friendship, man? Because I think our friendship and how it started is pretty unique and special. So why don't we just start from there?
So me and Mr. Chase here, we met in college. I had him in a math class. And I just always thought, this is a crazy kid, man. He's just always like, you know, being the class, making the class laugh. And I remember one day, he asked me for my homework. And I was like, shit, fuck it. Here you go, man. And then since that day, we just always hung around. We always like talked about like, want to like get places in life. And it's funny too, because I remember back then, you kind of helped me like get on that path of just like self- just knowing who I am and just, you know, getting me to realize, you know, there's bigger things in life and there's bigger goals and targets I can aim for besides, you know, just the typical, you know, work, paid. You just helped me to open up and, you know, want better out of life, to say.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, we met in college. I've always been an entrepreneur. You know, I outsourced my homework to him and he wasn't one of those guys that said no. And little did he know that our friendship not only changed his life, but changed both of our lives for the better. But we'll kind of like skip all that. We can go maybe into that another time. But we've been friends since I was like 18. We were both, 18, 19. And we've been in business together. We did network marketing together. We had a previous sales job together where we were both making six figures. And now, ever since I moved to California, I've been trying to get this guy to come out. So, Cass, tell them why you originally didn't come out when I kind of came as well.
So, initially, when you first came, you tried to, you know, you multiple times, you know. It comes down to me, you know, my mindset. I was just always that, you know, okay, I'll come this time. But, you know, I got to wait till this fall in line. And I got to wait till that fall in line. And just basically, just me being in my own head. You know, not making a commitment. That's what it all comes down to. I didn't fully make the commitment. You know, I've always wanted to move to California. But when you initially try to get me here, I didn't commit it to myself that, hey, you're going to move to California. It was just like a sudden, okay, I mean, I think I might move out here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come this time. But, you know, the fact that I didn't, like, fully commit to it, it was easier for, like, other things to come to my mind and, you know, prevent me to be here.
No, exactly. And, you know, you always told me that your dream was to move to California. So I thought if I moved to California, you'd be right there with me. And so recently, because you've been here about a week now, but obviously I've been trying to get you to come out here for about a year and a half. And the reason I'm trying to get him, been trying to get him out here. I mean, what's the reason? Like, I guess what we could say is like, so when I first got to California, right, the first about year and 3 months, I came out here to make a lot more money than I was making in Florida. I was making six figures. I mean, barely over six figures in Florida. But I wanted to come out here to really, you know, make three, four, five, maybe 10 times more than that, right? That's my ultimate goal, right? And so the reason I came to California in the first place is to really speed me up to achieving my goals, right? But however, if you don't know my story, basically when I got to LA after booking the one-way ticket, I worked at this job that I came here for, literally flew here for, and I literally fell like on my face, right? And I essentially, my income was cut in half. I moved to California, so my expenses were like doubled. Income went down, expenses went up, and it was not a pretty picture. Now, luckily for me, I have, you know, really amazing friends and family. Never once did any of my friends or family, you know, rub it in my face or tell me that I'm a failure or try to make me come back to Florida. You know, all my friends and family always supported me, even with me going through the rough patch, including Casimir. He was definitely one right there. He told me to keep pushing, keep pushing. He had faith that I would come out victorious on the other side. And, you know, just about 2 months ago now, I got fired from the original job that I came out here for. That should be best thing that ever happened to me, literally. And so that should actually be in the last episode. So if you want to learn about that story, check out the last episode. And then I've been at this new job for about 2 months now, and I've literally made, I set a goal for myself. So I started on October 1st, and I set a goal to make $40,000 by Thanksgiving. Now, get this. I was $2,000 short of that goal in 2 months, right? So I made $38,000 in 2 months, right? And so that, I think, maybe helped Casimir make his decision to come when he finally saw that I started making money. And I knew that he has the skill set, because we've done sales together before. I knew that he would have the skill set to crush it. So Cass, tell them, you know, with a mixture of, I think me making some money probably had an influence on you finally making the decision to come out here. But what was going on in your life that, you know, made you finally make that commitment to come out here?
So to backtrack to say, so when we worked at the sales job together in Orlando, I mean, you know, the first year I made over $100,000, which was a big achievement because, you know, I've never made that type of money before. That was my first, you know, experience being in sales. But at the same time, me making that money, it also helped open up my eyes that, you know, in the long run, that is not a lot of money. So I've always wanted, you know, to, like we've always talked about, I've always wanted to achieve more. I've always wanted to earn more. So I kind of, after the sales job, I left the sales job, I kind of fell on my face. I wasn't doing as well as I wanted to be doing in life. And so a combination of, you know, me knowing that you're making money, and just, you know I have the skills, and I just overall thought, you know, it would be a better move for me in my future, because at the end of the day, you know, obviously what I was doing when I was there wasn't working, because if it was, I'd be making the money that I want to be making in life.
Exactly.
So obviously it kind of hit me then and there, you know, the first time I bailed, and I am no better than where I wanted to be. So the fact that, you know, this time around, I figured, you know, I had to make a decision.
Yeah, and he had actually come back. Well, he visited Florida, was it like 2 or 3 months ago? He visited California from Florida, 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah, I did.
And when he said that when he went back, he was going to come back.
Yep.
And I had a feeling that he wouldn't come.
I bailed.
But he ended up bailing. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming for sure. I'm coming for sure. I'm coming for sure. And he ended up bailing, and which is all good. I mean, it's his decision. But he... Now we're going to get into the story time and just read these texts to you guys, because it's a pretty funny conversation, because he wasn't even committed before he came here.
I wasn't.
So
not 100%.
Yeah. So I had to even push him to get committed to come this time. So Cass, we should go over that conversation that we had in those text messages.
Do you want to read the text to them, bro?
Let's see. You can read your spot, what you said, and I'll read what I said. We'll do
like a
script.
Okay, let's get it. Let's get into it, bro.
All right, cool. So this all started, let's see. Boom. This all started on December 4th. I think that's the first day that you texted me. Boom. All right, here we go. December. Nope. Let's see.
Bro.
Here we go. December 4th. You said, you're right here. See it?
Where?
December 4th. How many days a week do you work? Scroll up. Is that December? There it is.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's all right. So
it. All right.
Boom. So this all started December 4th.
At 5:55 a.m.
Well, which is 8 o'clock Orlando time. when Cass texted me.
No, it was 5:55 my time, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did I text you, but you responded like a little later in the day when you obviously
because you're in Central Pacific time now.
Oh, so yeah.
That was Orlando time. So it all started with him saying.
So I hit Liam up and I said, how many days a week do you work?
I was like, 5 or 6. Why?
I said, y'all still hiring?
I said, I might be able to get you in.
I said, okay, let me know.
And then I asked him, do you want to move out here? Or I said, sorry, I meant, are you ready to move out here? And then, yeah, right here. Sorry, are you ready to move out here?
Oh, yeah. And I said, and yeah, I'm looking to after Christmas since it's so close, because I was thinking in my mind, you know, oh, Christmas time is coming around. My family, you know, they love Christmas. I'll just spend the holidays with them and then go out to Cali afterwards.
Boom. And I was like, well, that might work out just fine because someone here may be leaving at the end of December, so it may just work out perfectly.
And I said, cool, let me know.
And then he said, if for any reason.
Did I?
Yeah, you said if any reason they hire him for.
You do. Oh, down here?
Yeah.
And I said, quote, and I quote, and also, if for any reason they are hiring before the end of the month, that's cool too. Because let me just share like what was going on in my mind. Obviously, you know, I wanted to come out here because I know it's a better opportunity to be making the type of money that I want to be making. Because, you know, I want to make money. That's just the end goal in life. Well, not the end goal. But
why do you want to make money? Let's talk about that.
Okay, so I want to make money to be able to not worry about money, to be able to help my family the way I wanted to. Because when I was working at the mattress place, I was making, you know, decent money than I was making before. So I was able to help my family, you know, give my dad money, you know, bills wasn't a problem. I was just basically able to help my family there I wanted to, and also, you know, get the things I wanted to personally in life. But obviously, you know, things happened. Yeah. I left there. But what was going on in my mind at that time, bro? I was thinking, you know, obviously, like I said, I want to stay for the holidays or stay with my family. But at the end of the day, I was like, you know, this is my life. Yeah. You know, if I stay for the holidays, it's not going to really make any big difference. Yeah. I can always, you know, don't get me wrong, I want to be with them. And I love them, but I can always FaceTime them, you know, for the holidays. But I was thinking this could be me missing out on the possibility of, you know, starting sooner, getting my foot in on the ground.
Getting
my pedal to the metal, bro. So I was like, for any reason, y'all were hiring before, that's cool too.
And that's going to be very important to this story as this unfolds. And I said, okay, why do you want to come out all of a sudden? So I'm finding his dominant moving motive, his DBM. I'm like, you know, qualifying him right here. So this is almost like a sales call as well as a friend trying to get a friend to move across the country, drive across the country to take a job with no guaranteed paycheck.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I asked him why all of a sudden.
And I said, because I'm freaking broke, LOL. And I know when we work together in sales, you help keep me accountable. And there's no legitimate reason that's keeping me here. Besides, you know, I need a place to stay with my dad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so something, you know, if you're watching this, that you can take away from Cass is, number one, he admitted to himself that, you know, he's broke and he doesn't like being broke. He was making a lot of money, and I kind of feel like maybe if – did me leaving Orlando have anything to do with you going broke, bro?
Not necessarily, bro. It's just like, you know, when I was working at, you know, can I even – do you care if I say
the mattress company.
When I was working at the mattress place, yes, I was making a lot of money, you know, compared to what I was making before.
Right.
But I had no time. Like,
right.
I felt like I was just working, and I couldn't really enjoy the things like the other hobbies I wanted to do. I couldn't really do it. Mm-hmm. So I ended up leaving there and pursuing other things, but obviously it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Right. So he admitted to himself that he wasn't where he wanted to be, and he also said, you know, recognized that, you know, having somebody there to hold him accountable was very impactful to his life. And he holds me accountable in other things like health and fitness. We both have goals of building our brand online between YouTube and whatnot. So that was just a good thing all around. And I said, yeah, I feel you on that, and you need to get your money up. And I said, I don't think, and this is one of our friends, you know, we love him, he's one of our good friends, but I said, I don't think, you know, that person is someone to constantly be around. I said, I love him, but he's broke too. So that just goes back to the idea of, you know, you are who you surround yourself with, right? And that's another major lesson to learn if, you know, you're not at a place where you, and I'm not saying I'm like super successful, not super successful, but I'm working on getting there, and I definitely don't have the problems that I had when I first started, right? So things are a little bit easier for me now. And so I was just letting them know. So you just got to get around. You got to get your, you got to get yourself around better energy, around people that are producing more, that are doing more with their life, which I knew, you know, obviously the people that I work with and myself would be better energy and better influence on cast. So that's another reason I wanted to get him out here.
And I responded, I said, yeah, I hear you, man. You always tell me how it is. And that's facts. I do need to get my money up. And I responded, so I can really invest in the things I want to, like more into Forex and be able to hire like a cameraman to film my videos and so on.
And then I told him, you better hire my company when you can afford all that. By the way, Daily Chase Media. And I just asked him, when do you want to come out?
And I said, whenever.
Whenever. Keep that in mind. I said, are you driving here?
I said, whenever I can, to be honest, responding to when I can come out there, basically. And I said, yes, I drive up there most likely.
I said, how long that's going to take?
I said, like a day.
I was like, bro, a day? Like, I know how Cass drives, but...
I drive crazy, just to put that out there.
I just drive fast. He's a little crazy, but I just knew that he wouldn't be able to get here in a day. I was like, only one day to Cali? Yeah, right, more like two.
And then I thought about it a little bit, so I was like, okay, maybe a day and a half, probably two, LOL. And then I said, I'm still debating as far as...
If he wants to come.
I'm still debating if I want to drive up there.
Oh.
Because I have another friend that wanted to originally when I was going to come out here.
Yeah.
He wanted to make like a road trip out of it.
Yeah.
So I said, I know that friend, you know, wanted to drive with me last time when I was going to drive up. So that's what I meant.
Gotcha. And then I was like, well, I was talking to some people at work and I was told him I may be able to get him started on Monday. Because this was, a Thursday or a Friday?
This was the Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
This was Wednesday. Yeah, this was Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I was like, I may be able to get you started. And then if you get here before Monday, and he said he would, oh, and then you were just talking about flying or driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how else would you get here? And he's like, a plane. And I was like, what about your stuff? You're like moving over.
And I said, I'll just throw some clothes like basic in the car. And like laptop and essential, all the furniture can stay, like my bed and whatnot.
Yeah, just get that out here when you've got your like roots in the ground.
Exactly.
Plant feeded.
Exactly.
Feet planted. There we go.
Exactly.
And then I was just like, so what do you want to do?
I said, how soon can you get me the job?
I said, I can get it to you on Monday. Interview with the owner on Friday if you get here at a decent time and start Monday if he likes you.
And then I said, shit. Can I be there next Monday?
So this...
Because then I started thinking about like where my finances were.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have access to, you know, the money I could have used to drive up here right away. So I said, then I can trade, make some money between this next few days and have money and gas to drive up there.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, Kaz, he does Forex. He's going to be starting a channel on YouTube. We can call it Kaz Does Forex.
We'll see. We'll work the name out.
He's going to do a channel and just document his Forex journey. So definitely check him out in the link, the description, whatever you want to call it. The link is in the bio. And so, yeah, he was just essentially trying to get his money, some finances together. And this is where it starts to get really interesting because I like isolated his objection right now. Boom. So I said, I said, you can do whatever you want, man, at the end of the day. But remember, whenever you have feelings of being uncomfortable, you should push yourself. I said, last time you said you were coming, you bitched out. I said, you have an idea and thought about it now, so you have to act on it. And that's another key thing. Like, whenever you get an idea in your head, don't even think about it. Like, just do it. Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. And then figure it out later. So
I'll agree to that, Tim.
So I said, you had an idea and you thought of it, so act on it. And you told me you could come whenever, right?
And I responded saying, I do plan on acting on it. Okay, maybe I can't come whenever because I'm going to need money to at least drive up there, which I'm looking to trade in the next few days and make some money. Then I can withdraw it, and it'll take a few days to actually go to my bank account.
And here's where he said, I plan on acting on it. That's not the same as acting on it. He said, I plan on acting on it, man.
Yeah.
I said, all right.
Let's continue the text, man. Let's dive deep into it.
So I said, all right, like I said, you can do whatever you want, bro. So I'm just like doing the takeaway from him now.
And I responded saying, you know there's going to be nervousness and uncomfortable. I feel it now because obviously, you know, it was a Wednesday, and to be here by Friday or possibly Monday, I had to leave the next day, basically. Yeah. I had to basically just pack my shit up that night, which I end up doing. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So I said, you know, overall, though, my life ain't the best right now, but I know it could possibly get better if I branch out and come up there and be around that positive influence to help nudge me in the right direction. I said, so what I'll do is get the money I'll need, and I'll just double check if you think, and I'll just double check if you think you can get me the interview when I'm ready and able to come. So basically, in a way, I was kind of like slowly backing away,
yep,
unconsciously.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, I just need to know when you're coming, basically.
And I said, okay, give me till the end of day Friday. The market closed, like blah, 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 blah. Market closed at 5 p.m. I'll see all the profits I have, all the else, and then I can for sure give you an answer. I want to come as soon as I can, but I got to be real with what I can legit be able to do. Either way, if anything, for sure, by end of this month. So it went from... It went from how soon can you get me the job to whenever, I get you the job on Friday.
Monday.
Or Monday.
And you're like, whenever.
Whenever. Till end of the month.
No, it went from, yeah, to like the end of the week and then to the end of the month.
To the end of the month. And then I said, I know I said it before and backed out, but I faced the fact that I can't get my money right down here around everything that I'm around. If I could, it would have been right by now. So kind of like go back to what I said.
The
reason why, you know, I knew I had to come here is because obviously if I was able to, you know, make the money I wanted to make, I would have made it by now being down there.
Yeah.
So I know something had to change.
And, you know, I learned this in our network marketing. Remember when they used to say, don't let your why be your why not?
Ooh.
So that's another, you know, the fact, another lesson there is like, you know, he recognized his problem, but he was trying to use his problem as a reason to not come to solve that same problem. So he was letting his why he needs to come here be the reason he doesn't come here. I need to go there because I want to make more money, but I don't have enough money, so I can't go.
Exactly.
It's just ludicrous. And so
ridiculous.
I said,
back at it.
Yeah. And so I said, how much are you waiting for? And this is where it gets really interesting.
This is where it gets super interesting. I said, $1,000. I said, I was at that, but I took an L with some early news that came out about talking about trading. So once I get there on the account, I'm going to withdraw $500 and leave, which is $500 for gas and leave.
I said, so you need $500?
And then I said, okay, I have a plan that I'm going to stick to. I was basically trying to explain to him. I don't think he fully understand what I said here, but I was basically trying to
justify to himself why he wasn't coming right now.
Well, I wouldn't drive the next day, exactly.
Yeah, he was trying to justify why he wasn't going to come.
And I said, how about I give myself the maximum time of the end of the month to grow my account. I got to pay my car bill because I got a payment due, and I got to pay some tolls. And then, you know, I'll be able to get my registration and drive up here. That was the logic behind it. And I said, if by next week or anything I have the money, I'll ask you again about the job. I said, for sure, I'll be able to by the end of the month, but possibly sooner. And I can't say for sure right now. I know I said last time, but I'm so serious now about coming out there. I said, because I stayed and my life is, you know, crap, basically. And when it comes to my money... So now I know something got to be done.
Boom.
I got to do something about
it. Yeah. And so I was just trying to figure out how much he needs because, you know, this is really the reason that I came out to California was to give my friends and family an unfair advantage. You know, there's nothing like being able to help your dad with the bills or help your friends or really just, you know, help them do. And listen, I don't just give money out to people for nothing. Like I always try to give money to people in a way that will like support their goals and their dreams and like, as long as they're using the money in a constructive way to help improve their life, then I'm willing to help them out, to lend them the money. But I'm not just going to give $1,000 or $500 to somebody who wants to go buy a Gucci wallet or something. Like, I'm not going to do something stupid like that. But if somebody needs the money and it's going to have a positive impact on their life, I'm always willing to help somebody out in that manner. So I was just trying to figure out how much that he needs because I was trying to get him out here, trying to stop him from bitching out. So I was just trying to figure it out. And he goes and hits me. He just hit me with these long ass replies.
Basically, I responded with some long ass replies. And then next I said, for everything I got to do, $1,600, which
No, you skipped one part.
Wait, which part? No, I read that already.
Oh,
did you? I read that already, yeah. And then you said, how much do you fucking need, bro? It's a simple answer.
Because he kept sending... All right, let's see if we can do this. Like, you see these long-ass texts? Yeah. He kept sending me these long-ass texts, and I just needed a dang number.
So, at the time, I was working a job down there. So, my logic through the text was, it's either I wait until... You know, I get paid at this job, which I can for sure use that money to come up there. But if I leave right now, then I can't come up there, basically, was the logic. So I said, for everything I got to do, $1,600, which is total for sure, I'll have that. I'll have
half of it
if I stay here. And then through trading, I'll definitely have the rest by the end of the month, basically. So I said, so right now, I'm $1,100 away.
So he hit me with $1,600, $848, $500, and $1,100 all in the same, like, paragraph.
All in the same paragraph, basically. So he said...
I just told him, give me one freaking number, dude.
I said, okay, I'm $1,100 away. So I was like, you know, $1,100, that will get me there for gas. That will pay this toll that I got to pay. Cool.
Boom. Let me
explain this part to the viewers, man. So after I sent that
listeners.
Message and the listeners for everyone, you know, different platforms out there. So after I said that, I got a text message. I was debating because at the same time, even though I had a feeling that you were going to send me the money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't want you to send me the money because I want to be able to get the money myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like I have that kind of like. How do I explain? Sometimes I have that like that feeling of wanting to do the things on my own.
Of course.
But, you know, at the same time, you got to realize sometimes it's okay to take a little help when you need it. And, you know, to be able to, it's okay to sometimes get that advantage that you need in life, basically. So I kind of didn't want you to send it, but at the same time, I thought you would because you took a little, because we were texting like immediately before.
Yeah.
And then he took a few like seconds, like minutes to reply. And I was like, oh, shit. I feel like he's going to send this. I was like, I really hope he don't send this money. Because I want to do this on my own. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad you did. Because who knows? You know, maybe other thoughts would have came in mind and I wouldn't have been here, man.
And the reason I did it is obviously Cass brings a lot of value into my life as well. So, like, it's not like I just wanted him to come and for nothing. Like, I wanted him to come work with me. I wanted to help him benefit there. But I also knew, like, you know, like I said earlier, with his goals of building his brand and the fact that he's active in the gym, like, those are two things that I'm kind of, like, struggling with. So, basically, I was, like, wanted to pay him to, like, come here so that I could start to get those things back into order with my life. So, it was a good trade-off for me. You know, the week that he's been here, just to share a little bit of success, obviously, we're doing this podcast, so there's content. And we worked out... What, 6 days?
6 days.
6 days this week. So he got here about a week. Yeah, literally.
I got here last Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday. So we worked out 6 days out of seven. So he's already having an impact on my health, helping with content. And I just love helping people and inspiring people. I mean, that's really ultimately what I do. So I'm going to start small. We'll help each other out. And I guess we'll keep going with the story just to share some success.
So after you responded, then he responded saying, let's go. And I kid you not, bro, immediately I went to my Cash App. I was like, I hope this guy didn't send me the money. And kid you not, $1,000 was in my cash app. And then I was like, in my head, deep down, I was like, shit, now I have no excuse. Even though I wasn't consciously looking for an excuse, but in a way unconsciously, maybe I was looking for an excuse to like kind of do everything by myself. So when you said, I was like, fuck, bro, you said that shit. I was like, I still have to withdraw the money from my Forex account, which I won't have it until at least Friday because it takes like 48 hours to get it. And then you responded saying,
let's go. You got
like,
no excuses.
I was like, okay, actually, I might be able to leave by Friday night or early Saturday morning.
I said, no, leave tomorrow. You're going to do it. I used the classic clothes on him.
Classic clothes.
I said, man, you're going to do it sooner or later. So take care of it now so you can start worrying about all the more important things.
And I responded with the clothes.
I said, $1,000 will get you to Cali. Fuck the rest. Like, forget about the rest of everything you got worried about.
Yeah, he said, you said $1,000 will get you to Cali. And then I responded saying 3 minutes later, because when he said that, I was like, you know what? Fuck. I was going crazy around my house because, you know, don't get me wrong. Let me give a backstory of why I was going crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm originally from Jamaica. I was born there. Mom died when I was 3. Me and my sister came here for a better life, obviously. And we've been with my dad ever since.
Right.
And then I moved out before, like, you know, left them, but I was never like super far
away
from him. I was local. But the fact that legit, it was a Wednesday night and I knew I was going to leave the next morning. And basically I just wanted to like tell my dad that I'm leaving, like leave on a good note. But obviously I knew he wasn't going to be there the next morning.
Yeah.
So when you said that, bro, I was legit going crazy. I was like, fuck.
You gotta tell.
I gotta tell them tomorrow morning that I'm leaving the same day to drive 32 hours to go to California. So I legit, 3 minutes later, I sent Liam a text. I said, fuck it. And I sent him a picture of me packing my clothes.
And he said, I'm leaving tomorrow. And I said, yeah. I was excited. I finally got him.
Yep.
And so, then I asked him if he felt it in his stomach.
And I said, yeah, I feel it all in my guts right now, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's not even like, I mean, in a way it's like nervous because it's like I've never made that big of a decision, you know, the decision to drop everything I have in Orlando, drive all across multiple states to be on the other side of the world. I've never made that big of a decision just like that. So of course, you know, it was a little butterflies in my stomach, just like the fact that I'm going to be leaving the next day. But here I am, man.
Yeah. And I know maybe if you're listening to this or watching this, you're like, man, but I don't have a friend who can send me $1,000. Well, you should have some friends that can send you $1,000. That's the value of having a network, right? You know, the people you know is way more important, really, than the money, right? Because the people can connect you to the money. But if you don't have the people, you can't get the money. You can't get the other network. Like, you just, I mean, it all begins and ends with people. So, you know, just be a better human being. Don't be that guy. Because, bro, this whole relationship started.
Can I touch on that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like he's saying, you know, at the end of the day, you know, don't always be, like, super closed off when it comes to, like, interacting and meeting with other people. Because this literally started in a college dorm room, bro.
Yeah.
Just a simple, hey, man, can I see your homework? And then a simple response, sure.
I mean, you could have been that guy that said, no, man, do your own homework.
Exactly. I mean, not saying that you should, you know, go if you're going to college, you should copy your people and whatnot. But the simple fact, it just goes back to, you know, just always be open-minded when it comes to, like, you know, meeting other people. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, like Grant Cardone always talks about, bro, other people have the money.
Yeah.
You got to get in contact with other people. And you don't necessarily have to think about it like, oh, I'm going to be friends with this person just because he can connect me to the money. It's just simple making connections
and building
real relationship. Yeah. And then, you know, just valuing those relationships. That's just all what it comes down to, man.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, it started with me copying his homework. And then I got him a six-figure sales job. And now we're going to get him a multiple six-figure sales job. And then we're going to blow up our personal brands. We're going to get fit bodies. And it just goes back to...
And then help our family the way we want to.
And then help our family the way we want to. Retire our parents. Yep. You know, live, be financially free where we have enough passive income to where we can literally don't even have to work a job. I plan on being able to do that by 25, having about $6,000 in passive income to cover all my living expenses and literally just invest all my active income. So I'm so excited and happy to have Cass out here with the journey for me and help
excited
hold me accountable.
Here,
but I think this is a solid story. So hopefully you got some lessons out of this this story of this friendship and how it all began and how he got here. Hopefully, and I plan on doing more content with Cass. You know, he is my best friend, and he has similar goals to me, if I haven't said that enough. So we plan on blowing up and making it happen together. It makes me so happy.
And then to touch on that, bro, just for all the viewers and the watchers and the listeners, you know, wherever you're receiving this content, you know, kind of a takeaway from the story, you know, like Liam mentioned in the text message, sometimes when you have this big idea, this big thought, it's going to feel, you know, when it's so big, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel like, you know, this is crazy to you. But sometimes you just got to be willing to push through all that thought and just do it. Because once you start, then it's all going to be worth it. But if you have the idea and you don't act on it like I didn't act on it before, then nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. It's going to be the same situation. You're going to keep having these ideas and it's just going to keep fading away. Send it to the store. Sometimes you just got to take that risk, you know, jump out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And this is actually because I went to Orlando for Thanksgiving and I talked to him and I kind of use it like an analogy of a car. It's like, if you don't act on your ideas, you're just going to sit in neutral. You're not going to go anywhere. And the way that I think and my mentality is, you know, no matter what, I always want to be moving forward. I always want to have the car and drive, right? So even if I do something that maybe doesn't yield me the best results, or maybe it doesn't turn out the way I wanted it to, at least I'm moving forward. At least I'm learning something new, doing something new. And that's really what it comes down to, just always living in drive. Don't never put your life car in neutral, because you're not going to go anywhere. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Hopefully you got some big value out of this episode, and we'll see you next time. See ya.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daily Chase Podcast. If you're not already subscribed, go ahead and do that now. If you feel the episode resonated with you, be sure to rate and review the podcast. If you feel like someone else might like it, be sure to share the podcast. I want to thank you in advance for all your support. And until next time, remember that you don't join the Daily Chase, you get on the Daily Chase. See ya.